to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
What will the world be without movies and entertainment? Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Batman.
And I'm the man with no name, but I have a name. You can call me MC Bluetooth CCFR.
That's right. You know how we do it every Sunday, bringing you all the happenings in your cinematic backyard. And yes, it is a fun weekend for those who saw a lot of things that dropped this weekend, and also the new Kunle Afolayan movie on Netflix and some other stuff. So we will be bringing you movies that dropped this week, movies that dropped last week. We have some cinematic movie gist to go, some you really like to listen to. We also have box office, and it's just going to be the whole shebang right here.
So talking about things that are happening right here, you can also be a part of the show because we are live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels. That is on Instagram. And don't forget following us on our social media handles. That is on X, which is formerly Twitter, and Instagram, Facebook, and wherever you can find us, you know you definitely can get an awesome experience. So let's just call this, if you are listening to us right now, maybe you are getting the 2D version, but watching us when we stream, that's like 3D. Then when you hook up with us on YouTube, that's like the 4D experience. Everything all
total
wrapped up in one
package.
That'd be small. So talking about total package, focus a bit before we start. So before we start up on the show, today I visited one of my aunts, and yesterday actually happened to be her birthday. It was her birthday, and also she officially retired. So she's celebrating 60 years of age and her retirement. So this is a happy birthday to you, Mrs. Maria Ugyomo. Yes, a happy birthday. I told you that we should check a second for you live on air and on radio.
So Where's the cake?
Actually, bah, the cake, they've been cut and keep on top free. But the chop rice and chicken today when I enter the house. So yeah. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
60 is not easy. So enjoy the celebration. So in case you not see Mrs. Maria Ugyomo anywhere, may wanna bilam. Okay, guys, so welcome to the show. And we have a lot packed for you, from movies from last week to this week, and of course, some new trailers that you should check out.
Exactly. Okay, so let's start off with movies that dropped this week. Fresh off Netflix, Kunle Afolayan is back with a coming-of-age movie called Ijogbon. I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly. It's on Netflix. It dropped on Friday. It's an original. And if you have seen it, this will be a good opportunity for you to let us know your take on it. I have my own take on it, but I also like to hear your take on the movie. And thank you very much, Inato, for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So sorry I'm late.
Sorry for yourself, but let's go.
Let's go on.
This is not fair. I'm not even joking.
Sorry for yourself, my brother. Sorry for yourself. I like this, your slave trade logo. Lines on the hair, wow.
You know, say the line they always did there.
I have to announce it. And your baba did not try.
No, I always say no shakumba. I never come back.
No, like me, I'm looking at the line. Like
you know, always no. You know, say you get eye problem. You always complain for my lining.
Was it clipper? I be zinc.
Guys, go to our YouTube channel and check out this video of the show later on, and then decide. I look good. My welcome the hair.
All right, another movie that dropped this week, which I wasn't even expecting it. I mean, when they talked about it, I think a year ago or so, I was like, do we really need another movie? But, I mean, they dropped it. And to make it even more interesting, they dropped the trailer like 5 days before the movie. And it's none other than Merry Men 3.
What were you expecting? I don't even know why they are doing it.
But people are now complaining that it didn't open in a lot of cinemas across the nation. Something that has been happening recently with a lot of movies that are coming out now. Like they will announce, oh, it's available in this cinema, it's available in that cinema. You go and you don't see it. So it didn't open in the major cinemas in Abuja and some other locations within the country. Yeah. So I don't know what's up, but AY, how far?
How far?
Well, see, my advice, this is not Fast and Furious. Why are you doing three? This is,
I'm telling you, like, okay, one.
It's AY, he can do three.
I mean, one had its wahala, but it had also had its entertainment value.
Yes.
Like, we're just having the Yoruba demons and all that. Then, there was no need for two.
Well, let's say that okay, the hype was too much in one, so let's now give for a mind. Oh, give them another one.
And then
I did not work out. Why are you now doing three?
Trisha is it not now work out? It worked Isha out for made, him when yes, he made his money.
Made his money, now Trisha. We will still watch and last. So I don't know why we did come.
Okay, another movie that dropped this week. We have Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones in this prime movie called The Burial. Mm. And on Netflix, a series called
Goosebumps. Now I don't know if this is related to the book, so
the movie with Jack Black.
Yeah, so that's another thing, because I know that growing up that time, but when I was in secondary school, okay, we used to pass around various will I call it editions or various chapters of the book Goosebumps. You never read any Goosebumps series?
I was not doing all those what do they call those comics?
It wasn't novels.
Yeah. I did not, you know, I was a literature student. We're more into
that is the reason why
no, because I don't know, my syllabus
have it. You are a problem to this nation.
Well,
joining us on Instagram right now is Air Concept Studios. So if you are seeing all what we post, all our posters here, he's the one that designs them. So shout out to you, Air Concept.
Yeah, he's a good graphics designer and he does most of our stuff. Okay. And another thing that dropped this week, it's episode 5 of Gen V.
I watched it. So I'm really into Gen V.
Okay.
I'm really into Gen V. I'm enjoying the fact that it's like a coming of age in a way. Because yes, we understand that it's off the boys series, but seeing that it's younger people who are getting to understand their powers in a society where they are looked upon in a certain way with various issues that they have to contend with, I'm enjoying it.
I think I enjoyed this episode 5, I think, more because of how the shenanigans and the twist of the betrayal and backstabbing of
And then like the reveal that who was who is now who they did not expect. It was crazy.
No, wiping people's mind and then them not knowing, like I just entered like and China to you can say, hey, focus on father. I'm sorry,
you
who
have
you
no idea of who the person is. Like you know when they wipe someone's mind, clean slates. That's how the wiping is. Clean slates. They're like place where they wash, you forget, say you chop.
And on to another show that dropped, episode 2 of the show that dropped this week also, which I actually enjoyed the second episode because of how it's basing off it, the multiverse stuff, is Loki season 2 episode 2.
I haven't started.
I watched when I wanted to start,
this is now started. I don't know whether they employ new staff that they are training or now started switching on light or feed it. And I did not join. I had to beg them on Twitter.
And that your TV will take like 15 minutes to boot.
As in a
problem.
You know the very funny thing? I put, when they brought back the light, when everything now boots finish, as I just want to press play. They're just carrying the light.
Try to close those anime pages, maybe to help.
My God will punish you.
And finally, for the a show also that dropped this week is The Fall of the House of Usher from Mike Flanagan. We spoke about it last week, and it's something you should check out because Mike Flanagan has been hot when it comes to thrillers and horrors and the likes.
So from everything that we've listed here, if you've seen anything, you can join in on the conversation. We're the gang, the usual suspects of popcorn and reels, and we are bringing it to you live and direct. Don't touch your dial. We are right here for you. You know what we do now? Those kind of things that we do when we do them. Mm-hmm.
People of Earth, the more you resist, the worse this gets. And if you think you can stop us, don't forget, I'm
amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah. Coming November 3rd. We've waited for this for a long time and it's finally coming to our stream.
No. Oh. Invincible. November thought. See, the way I'm so waiting. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm actually...
I on November 3rd, though.
Why?
Calculating some things.
Why am I
November 3rd. Think about it.
What's happening in
November
3rd? Oh, November 3rd.
It's November, okay. Not December.
I thought it was December 3rd.
Yeah, even if it's December 3rd. Even if it's December 3rd, nothing will change, my brother.
I don't trust you.
Which is you don't trust me, nothing will change.
No, what I'm saying is like, I don't trust like you can actually do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Even December 2nd, you'll be like, put it.
Put it
inside this one.
Okay, guys, so yeah, that's the trailer. You guys just heard the trailer for Invincible.
Season 2.
Mad, crazy, like my head. So I told myself I won't be watching trailers, but I have to see that. I had to see that.
I mean, Invincible was a mad show because from the first episode, you don't even see it coming. You know how shows tend to like, they start, they're like, okay, small, small, they give them small, small. The first episode, you have heroes.
Yes.
And then this guy just cleared, like, where we are like,
What? And every episode.
Giving.
Like, it was giving. Ah. Like, this thing will end.
We've waited a long time and we are so excited that season 2 is coming November 3rd on Prime Video.
Wait, I hope it's complete. You know, see somebody like me, I have to wait.
No, it's going to drop one episode every week. Or they may do what they usually do, where they drop two episodes in one in the first week,
then one episode
to create that weekly conversation.
See, you see that one, but I will wait. I've been doing it for One Piece.
Yes,
I am not waiting.
I see they watch them now. But I'm saying I've been doing that for One Piece. Why wouldn't I do that for Invincible?
I'm just letting you people know. Anybody that does not watch. Cheat.
We have rules though, you know, spoilers. But wait,
it comes out every Friday, right? And then we talk about it on Sunday, following by the rules, you talk about it a day or two after it airs. So if you don't watch it Friday or Saturday,
it's 2 weeks.
It's for movies. A show, if it airs on Friday, if you don't watch it Friday or Sunday,
we are
coming to spoil it. That's how it is.
Yeah, but except if on the group you now send a message to say I beg, so you have to appeal with us. You need to appeal to us for us not to spoil.
Let me just type it now in case I forget.
Okay, messages are pouring in already. If you want to join the show, of course, WhatsApp is there. And okay, this one not concern us. Let's just move to the next message that is here. Load. In fact, let's jump into our movie news and the amenities.
Okay, let's check out movies that dropped last week and starting with a horror classic, not classic basically, like 50 years after the original, we're having The Exorcist Believer, and this is done by the same director who did Halloween, who managed to did a soft reboot for the Halloween franchise, and he jumped onto The Exorcist Believer. That's one for
you know, I was saying this thing about The Exorcist Believer, yeah? The ratings keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
When it first came out, it was around 3 point something. Now it's almost, I think it's above 5 now. So I think the more people see, the more they rate it, I think.
Okay.
If you have seen it, let us know. Osh sends in a message all the way from Life Camp. He says, happy to catch you guys once again. So I finally saw Equalizer 3 this weekend and it was epic, especially because I speak Italian and so I didn't need subtitles. I have a question. What is the best Hercules movie live action ever made?
I don't know. I won't call that The Rock's own. No, I won't call the one with Kellan Lott. Even the series, there hasn't been one that really blew me away.
There hasn't been any. For me, as long as Hercules is involved, but you see that one that they did where they were singing? Eh? That remains the best Hercules ever.
Yeah.
That the story, the animation, everything.
And they are doing a live action though, so a Disney live action. So let's see how that
goes. I hope they'll follow that story because, okay.
For the another thing that dropped last week, we have Totally Killer on Prime, I think. Yeah. And then Pet Sematary Bloodlines dropped last week. And the concluding part of the Continental episode.
Hey, I finally saw it too. I finally saw the Continental. What I will say is, but Mel Gibson, ba, they should call that guy. Every AK market day, give him pan wine, then you do libation and call his name 5 times. That guy finished work.
No, he did well. He did great.
Mel Gibson in the country, he finished work. He's acting like you could feel like this guy read the script and was like, unago teach something. I will show you people that I am Mel Gibson. What he did in that movie. Then I saw what Chinese Mike talked about, like the subtle comedy, yeah. Where like during at the end when the bullet was shot and it was like, how will you be standing there to shoot this guy and you miss? Like, Mel Gibson, you see this thing I just said. It's not a spoiler, don't worry.
But it's complete shame.
It's complete.
Three episodes.
So that's it. There's no that's season it. Two. There's,
no, for now. For now, we don't know.
That's what they do before you know season 8 don't come out.
And also other things that dropped last week. We have Reptile, Chucky season 3, Lupin season 3.
Yes, finally. You finally seen Lupin.
You saw it?
Yes, I told you now. I've been following it.
No, I mean like season 3. Have you seen it?
No. Okay. I just got the info.
And I still don't like Lupin.
For those of you who have seen it, let us know.
I'm glad
your
you
take.
Now know it's Lupin. You've been calling it Lupin.
Who?
It's man.
It's me, I've been calling it Lupin. L-U-P-I-N.
It's Lupin.
It's French.
It's a French word.
It's
Lupin.
A French word. That. You need to learn these things. So I wanted to see Mission Impossible, but I was just saving it. Like, I don't want to be doing, I'm watching it and they're like, oh,
exactly,
I'm going to try
I've just been
saving.
Mission Impossible is something I've been keeping. And Mission Impossible and Expendables 4, I've just been keeping them to wait. Yes, because it's just mindless violence.
You feel just the word that one they call Tuguna, according to China, like, you know, just be,
There are movies that you don't do that.
I'll use it and fry
for
egg.
For Expendables, do it.
I'll use it and fry egg tomorrow morning. So.
And your kitchen fire, so how you want to do it?
No, the girl we are going to stand, I'll feed the people.
Wow. What about this movie, Poison? Did you talk about it?
Poison?
This your Cumberbatch guy. He was the one that started.
Poison. No, I've not seen this thing. Now, you know, there was Poison.
Is it four parts or be three parts?
Now, four. The Rat Catcher. Henry Sugar.
Yeah, Henry Sugar.
There are four.
You see,
I've not seen.
I go delete them because at least I'll just start from there.
No. They are not related.
They are not related.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are not related now.
Meanwhile, man with no name. Can we now talk about the movie we saw together last weekend? I was not around. No way.
You guys have seen it.
So, you know, I talked about it last week. I was saying that was all we watched.
I've not seen it. Feel free.
Nowhere is actually very easy. It's actually a fantastic movie.
You need to see this movie. Maybe because I was sick and it was...
Why? Because it's a one character.
Yes. Not just one character. You know, I said it last week.
Why? Because she was pregnant and she
The intrigue, the suspense.
Yes.
You could feel it. You could relate.
Like at the end where we felt... Oh my God, so this is how this whole thing ends. Boom!
Another thing again. She suffered. Like, you know that kid?
Okay,
like,
have you seen Buried, 2009, 2010?
Buried, no,
yes,
I haven't.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds, Buried. It's a one-character movie where he was buried and then he woke up and found himself buried alive and then he had to find a way to survive, fight a snake inside the coffin and everything.
How snake did enter the coffin?
Why snake not enter the coffin?
See, the end... I don't know if there's a movie that has played with somebody's emotion and tension in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kept rising. It'd be like, oh, okay, and then like, sorry, yo, like.
They smile to the ground.
What? So I don't know if it's on the same level.
I think it's on the same level.
I'm going to check out No Way. I have it, but I've not seen it yet.
The container that drifted into the sea. I've seen the trailer. No. Mad.
Okay, Air Concept is asking a question. It says, any thoughts on the Blackening movie?
Blackening movie was an entertaining movie, and I want to see more of that. Yeah.
Okay, what's this movie you guys talked about last 2 weeks? I finally saw the one with RMD playing.
Black Book.
Paul, thank you.
Okay, yes.
Why are you so excited?
Talk. I want to hear what you have to say.
First of all, I need to say something. The both of you are wrong.
Okay.
How are we wrong?
Okay. I'm the last person to want to like praise a Nigerian movie and say, oh no, I need everyone to watch yourself.
Mm.
But my Igbo put it talk one time. I don't want to talk for Igbo. Do what you clap for them.
Okay. Didn't we clap for them?
No, wait. Let him finish.
That's
finish.
Introductory congratulations. Then when you're sitting, when you're going to sack somebody, and you be like, want to thank you for the time you spent with us, and the effort you put into making the company great. But we don't need your services. That's not important. Nobody counts that. Do you think the person you sat to go might be like, well, I contributed to the company? No. You guys finished that movie. I'm like,
yeah. Give it. What is your rating from 1 to 10?
Hi. No, for ask that question.
No.
No.
What is your rating?
Okay, I'm going to give it a 6 because of
what?
My...
He gave it it's even lower than his rating. He gave it a 7.5.
I gave it a 7.
Okay, I added the 0.5.
0.5. It was, I don't know, it was just...
It was all over the place at one point.
Okay,
the point
you made that they were now deviating from the main thing.
Yes.
No, they did not.
They did not?
They did not.
Mm. Okay, so he said he wanted to get his son's body to be buried, right? And then what happened? He did not leave
They're not
it.
Now.
Wait, now he did not leave it to start chasing.
Start pursuing woman finding.
Abi,
story was deeper.
How was it deeper? Baba,
Wait.
They killed his son,
mm-hmm.
right? And he just wanted his son's body.
Body.
Him, you know, just want to do anything. Abi,
yes.
Just wanted somebody.
Yes.
And he was refused, right? Mm-hmm. And then how did the story manage from I just want my son's body to be buried to now dive into drugs, to now dive into backstabbing. Even the son of the other senator that his son was replaced with, what happened to him? He just disappeared from the movie.
Now, do I, can
wait,
I say something? You are a director. And you know,
I'm sure you guys will want to see Chinatu's face at this point in time. So I'll be helping you. Yeah.
You don't have to. My hair is not combed. You are a director.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And irrespective of the fact that we've not seen you, we've seen, but you know this stuff of something is going on here. You build another thing, and then when they meet at the climax, and then there's now a resounding denouement.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
I know what you're talking about.
Have you seen Vintage Porn?
Expect them to do a full movie just about his son. You can't just at the end of the day, there was a resolution from the drug thing to the journalist to the everything.
They now met at a point,
and then there was now a denouement that led to the ending.
Why you continue saying Dinoma? I just want to remind you, Big Mo Naija is sending us a message.
Hey!
And
he's trying
to tell you a check.
Well done, sir. As the family, sir. I think Advert is playing or something.
Okay, another message that comes in here. Yaro says, I just finished watching Expendables 4. Kai. It was bad, useless.
Okay.
Useless use of some of the most talented action stars ever. Then the cinematography was another annoyance. It was like watching Strike Force again. Please go scroll down. I think there's
Air Concept says, about to watch that this night. That's what he says. Okay,
talking about the black thing, he said, I saw the movie 3 times and it's still funny. I saw the movie twice and yes, it was as funny as the first time I watched
it'd be
it.
Be like, I'll go watch this.
Black name. I think I've seen the one with this black guy.
A group of 7 friends went to a retreat.
Okay,
and
I
then
there
was like, it's funny.
We'll write it down.
So guys, like we always say, join in on the conversation. Like, tell us what you've seen this throughout the week. Let's know what you're watching, what you would like people to also watch, what you are. There are a lot of new stuff that has come out, animes to movies to series. Let's know your takes on all
this. And I finally saw Sex Education.
Okay.
Have you finished it?
Since.
You told me you were trying to
manage it, yes. And now, but I finished it straight.
You were trying to manage it and managingly finished it.
Yes, I don't know.
There's mixed feelings. It's not satisfactory. Yes, we all had that. But let's take this call. Okay. Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jibril, calling from Papi.
Okay, Jibril, talk to us.
You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Okay, thank you very much.
I want to talk about one book.
Okay, talk about it.
I watched the Black Book. I think they did not deviate from the story.
They did not deviate from the story, right? Okay. Can you explain why?
Then poor Edima's son was killed.
Uh-huh.
He was killed by police, like bad police.
Yes.
Then he wanted somebody to be buried. Then with time, he found out that people that he have worked for him past kill his son.
Yeah.
Then he needed to go back and talk to the general. I just need my son body. That is all. Then they refuse. Then push out that demon in him to go back to his race. So I think the story is balanced.
Okay. I'm glad you feel that way, and that's the beauty of the subjectivity of movies, of having various views and opinions about it. So thanks, Jibril.
Thank you, my dear.
I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
I watched it in 2020 during the lockdown.
Yeah.
The movie is called Utopia Force.
Utopia Force.
Yes, it was a series, Utopia Force.
Okay.
So, it's just in season 1, and I've been looking for this season 2. Like, the scene is not out yet, so I don't want it to be asked. I'm not concerned.
Okay. Well, I don't know much about it, but if there's anything about it, we'll let you know. Just keep listening. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. You had more to say.
No, it's just that I just, okay, see, this black book thing. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I could concur with was the whole...
John Wick thing.
With John Wick?
No, it had a John Wick vibe now that didn't follow through.
No, there's even the so-called killer that they called.
General Grey.
General Grey. And, you know, when you guys were saying it, my mind, let me go and see.
You mean to say with the exaggerate?
Yes. But then, I don't know how somehow his acting just irked me. Like, Oga, you're supposed to be a bad guy. Somebody where we don't even know who he be, just gonna shoot you. See the way they die. Where that guy find suit, it's your fault. Where that guy suit, no supposed to die like
my
that.
My own is, one of the things I heard about that, like, so he went for the mission, right, to assassinate somebody over the other building, and he had his white suit and everything on without the durag. So after he finished shooting somebody, when you are supposed to be rushing before Incon get time, they tie in durag first before Incon they come down.
Oh, God, then they just shoot up.
No, now you just assassinated somebody, and you know definitely they'll be like, I'm gonna check that building, all like, let's go, let's secure the perimeter, and then Ink taking time, Ink open black, remove his bag, and took out his durag. Tidy very well.
That is trying to intertwine reality and movie. You know he's a fashion
with dirty
person,
smelling
so
fashion.
Who knows if he stops to wear the
durag? Is there anybody is there any character with a more variant fashion
sense,
like fashion sense, like James Bond? James Bond will be in fights, serious fights. You are punching,
adjusting.
You know that kind of adjusting day fresh.
But you will know that he's still bad when he's doing what
I
he's
beg,
doing.
I beg, let this man finish. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
God bless you guys for the review.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you very much. My name is Hope from Lubi.
Okay.
Talk to us.
Yeah, last week I sent message on what's the name of this movie again? Oh, Jesus. Extraction 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you people advised me to go back and watch 1, 2, 3. And this week I enjoyed it. I have to start from 1.
Yes.
Okay. 2 and 3. I finished it yesterday night.
Yeah. I mean, the equalizer.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Is the equalizer?
Is the equalizer, yes.
Equalizer 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Yes.
Equalizer 1, 2, 3. Yes.
All right.
I finished it yesterday night.
Okay.
And I was like taking on Expendable. I saw is it Expendable?
Yes,
it's not Expendable.
No, it's Expendable 4, but that's how they put the 4 there. So it's Expendable.
I was confused when I said it. I said, if you want to confuse man, 50 Cent is in it.
Yes, he is.
Wow. I need to, and I can't just jump too far. I need to go back again.
Yes, start from one.
Then watch it, then come and talk to us about it when you're done.
Thank you very much for the review, and God bless all of you for giving me review. You're making me to think about movies every week.
Okay, thank you very much. So for you guys on the Instagram handle, we want to switch our network right now. So yeah, don't go, just go back. When we come back, you get a notification if you are following Popcorn and Reels that we are back live. So you can join us on the conversation on Instagram.
Okay, something I noticed too in Black Book, I just wanted to mention it. It was a big mistake.
Okay,
so I don't even know his name again. The Vuga character, what's his name?
Is it Vuga? Vuga?
Not Vuga, the guy that acted the Sam Diddy. Thank you, Sam Diddy. So at first, when they were trying to explain who Paul Edima is, so he was like, wow, if this man is as dangerous as he is, you're giving that impression that you don't, you're first of all giving that impression that you don't know him. Remember in the car, when he was with the police officers, when he was trying to tell them that we need to frame this guy, so he was like, oh, if Paul Edima is as dangerous as you have made him to be. Are you hear me still like this?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good. Later, when they finally jump for a house, he can't do Paul Edima like we've known way back.
Yes, now they've known way back and they were going on missions together, so, but he was not as good as Paul Edima.
Good. So why was he not pretending in the first place? I've been not pretending. The action gave the vibe of, I don't know him.
I don't know who him.
I get that. So in my mind, Well, and then the person they used as the younger version of RMD, beautiful cast.
Yes.
They
yes.
tried. The guy
so,
resembled.
Yeah, so one of the things that people had been talking about is the fact that the casting choice was actually good.
Yeah.
That's for characters that made sense, shall we?
And that journalist gay, she try.
Yeah, she try. Okay, let's take this call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
This is the friend calling back.
Okay.
Okay. Please, I just want to talk about that particular piece. Andre was saying,
yeah,
if we are saying this man is dangerous, he was actually like trying to tell the policeman that this man is very dangerous. Like, if we think, if they are saying this man is dangerous, so we need to free him. Like, he knows him, like, if you remember, he was telling the policeman that he, you know, the only reason why this man will leave you is because you tell him something.
Yeah.
So he knows him very well. So that place is just, that place was like, you need to use your, like, just like content, like, the talking there was like, okay, first time, okay, this man is dangerous, but we need to frame him because the policeman did not know him.
Yeah,
so I think that is what happened here.
Yeah, but I just feel it would have been scripted better. Yes, that's yeah. what it should have been. Should have been scripted better. But okay, so we still have some more cinematic movie gist to go. We've not even started at all. And right now, we're about to jump in. If you still have reservations or things about the Black Book, no worry, you go gist
them. I think I'm done.
Finish?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was one scene where I think they were pretending to hack something, and then I looked, it was Adobe Audition that was on the screen, but moving on.
Okay, guys, let's jump straight into TV, movie and TV news. That's what we should jump into now. Don't touch it down.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
This might be very interesting for all of us here. You know the movie The Kingsman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you know the character Eggsy? That was played by Taron Egerton.
Yeah. Yes.
So, do you know two black actors were in the running to play that character before Taron Egerton? And you would not believe who those two black actors are. The first one is John Boyega, and the second one is Daniel Kaluuya.
Thank God you don't give
no,
any of them.
No.
Okay, Daniel. Understand Daniel. Thank you. Oh yes. Yes.
Daniel Kaluuya would have
finished.
But there's something my Eggsy gives. Well, I mean, the guy that finally played. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
there's this face he makes, especially is in the second one when that is the guy died. He stepped on that.
No, that landmine scene.
What's the song again?
Take me home
to the place I belong, West Virginia.
I think I'm the only person that didn't really feel that scene.
Oh my God.
If you go on Twitter, if you see how people are talking about that scene, like the scene that made me cry.
Are
you
serious?
What's it?
I literally cried.
Yeah.
I cried a bucket. I cry. Like,
Mo, Kuku, you know what's watch Moto.
I pause and go back and watch it so I feel cry again. Oh my God.
So, you know, the director, Matthew Vaughn, did other movies like Kick-Ass and the rest. And now he wants to reboot Kick-Ass next year. And it's going to be a soft reboot, and saying that none of the characters from the original Kick-Ass will be part of it. He said, we'd like to bring them back after the reboot. This reboot is just going off on a tangent, and that's it. And also, he said, Kingsman 3 is still happening. So,
let's look out for that.
Well,
because that spin-off,
The spin-off they wanted to do with Channing Tatum, the what again?
Statesman.
Yes,
Statesman. That shocker when they shot down his son. I'm like, what? This film just like
No, but that was good. But that was good. I really enjoyed it then.
I'm like, what thing called remain? I don't kill him. He can just die. I never experienced.
Well, why you didn't expect it here is, good evening, guys. It says The Continental is a dope series, and I'm presently seeing the Changeling.
Yeah, the one with
Songs
like
of Bandits and the continuation of Loki. He says it's a good watch. He said, well, I would just have to see the Expendables to confirm the trashiness of the movie. That's what Tony says all the way from.
I think
Dubai.
From even the trailer, you could see how terrible the green screen was in the Expendables.
Sometimes just enjoy it.
So tomorrow when I'm actually frying egg and eating potatoes, I will check it out.
You don't have to tell me that. Now you make me visit you.
I will love dog. So my dog will bite you.
Still on the most cinematic movie, Jeez, Michael Caine has officially retired.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You don't hold me risk.
Yeah, he said, the only part I'm liable to get now are 90-year-old men. So I thought I might as well just live with all this.
Yes,
I mean, Michael Caine, don't try. You know, in 1969, he did the first Italian job. The Italian job that we just stayed up.
What about the one he did in 1420?
You're a foolish wow. Anyways,
In case you are wondering who Michael Caine is, if you watch the Batman, the one with Christian Bale.
He
played the role of Alfred, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, on to some more cinematic movie gist right now. For those of you who are following the show, The After Party, it has been cancelled on Apple TV after 2 seasons. It's a Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
So the first one was the party after, the second one is After Party, the third one is Party After Party.
Party
don't close, then they locked up.
So that one has passed. Okay, onto some more cinematic gist. Kraven the Hunter was originally pitched as the main villain for Spider-Man No Way Home. But the writers were told that the character was unavailable until Sony established him in his solo movie, which is coming out soon.
Which is understandable. Yeah. And the reason why is they want to build how will I call it?
They're all because you have Venom 1 and 2 as a character on its own. Now, having Kraven the Hunter as a character in his own solo movie, when you now want to do maybe a Sinister 6 later in the future or something,
introducing him will actually make more sense.
Yeah, so.
But then again, it can also still go the other way. Just like how they introduced Black Panther in the Avengers.
Yeah, in Civil War.
Like introducing Black Panther, everybody was like, oh boy, if this is how this guy fights without the Black Panther suit, or just seeing snippets of the suit, everybody now anticipated the Black Panther movie.
Before he now went to do his own solo movie and became the Black Cat.
I think you should send a mail to the directors and...
Jason Momoa has... Jason Momoa... Wait now. Is it... Jason Momoa, right now, you know he's in Aquaman and Lost Kingdom Part 2, but he has been engaged to play Lobo either in Superman Legacy or in a standalone
movie of Lobo.
I mean, he's one of the original, what's it called, from Zack Snyder's Justice League that's coming into James Gunn DCU, his new DCU that is establishing, but as another character.
Personally, but I can see him as a Lobo.
And he said he has every issue of Lobo. Like, he's a character he loved right from time, and now he's getting to play the character.
Do you know Lobo?
No, is he like a villain or...
Have you watched Superman, like any of the Superman cartoons or animations?
Yeah.
Now, there's this guy on a space bike.
Lobo.
Lobo can beat always Superman. He beat Superman like small pekin. Lobo single-handedly ended his planet just for the fun of it.
So
he's really bad. He's bad and good. So he's like, how would I put it? He's like this character that just likes to cause mayhem to see how people will react.
Well, seeing Jason Momoa in this last Fast and Furious, I think he'll probably do
not
well.
Just that. What's the name of this other fantasy movie that he did that had our Nigerian girl in it? One that they were chasing dreams.
I can't remember the name. It's not Sweet Tooth. I can't remember the name, Sha.
Yeah, but that character is basically Lobo when he's on steroids.
But, yeah. Anyway, guys, we'll continue some more cinematic movie just right now. We need to go.
We are not going anywhere. I'm not paying any bills.
You don't want to pay it?
No, I don't want to pay it. No, it does not concern us.
Okay. So let's ride on. Ride on, Pastor.
Ride on.
Okay. I remember Scott Pilgrim back in 2010, the one that had Michael Cera, that had Mary Elizabeth.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I mean, that was what it was called, yeah?
So there's an anime right now. There's an anime, the one, I think we posted it. And the writers of Scott Pilgrim said they would have considered recasting the whole series if any one of the actors had declined to return. They brought every single person from Chris Evans, Brandon Roth, every single person that played a character in Scott Pilgrim was brought back.
I
didn't mean one person to say he didn't even want to do that.
But
every other.
I really love Brandon Root's character. You know, that whole vegan superpower. Give the guy meat at the end. He loses.
So that's he said the enduring friendship between the cast has led us here and is beautiful.
Wow.
Now, talking about things that are beautiful for people that like wearing suits, Chinatu, a new suit series is in the works.
See, I personally, I believe I know the perfect cast for this new suit series. If you don't know this perfect cast, do you know what's happening in Kenya right now?
No.
There is this dude who has won 26 cases in court.
Was it 26? 26
cases in court. And they later found out that the guy is not a lawyer.
How can fake lawyer, won 26, all those other lawyers.
That's basically what happened in the suit. Like you have somebody who's just a paralegal. He just reads books. And Baba, the ace law books. So he is basically a lawyer. Baba don't win 26.
26.
But he has not been called. So that disqualifies him.
He has been called to a bar, but not the main bar.
Yeah, to a prison bar.
May go drink, take their two bottles, bar.
Okay, on to some more cinematic gist. Marvel. Okay, now this one, when I heard the news, it was funny, shocking, and I was still wondering what happened. Now, you know they are working on a Daredevil Born Again.
Yes.
After it ended 4 seasons on Netflix, Disney now carried their career back, give us our character.
Give us our Daredevil.
And then they started developing a show called Daredevil Born Again. Now, guess what happened? Marvel has sacked all the writers and directors of Daredevil Born Again, as the series will now get a new creative reboot. Now, why did this happen? They said, Marvel executives said, it wasn't working because it was more of a legal procedural that did not resemble the Netflix version that had action and violence.
Oh, so they wanted to turn it to court case.
Exactly. And that Charlie Cox Daredevil did not appear in costume till episode 4.
It would have tanked.
Then I said, wait till be this. Ensure all of them, when they go house, bring new people, come and rewrite this thing. I'm telling you, so it has now been delayed.
You see that decision, eh? You know that thing when they say, the eyes have it, I second the motion that they can sack all of, because what the hell? Do you know why we love Daredevil, series? It's because it started with Daredevil doing basic, he had one of the best choreographed fight sequences.
Yes, the hallway.
As at then.
It was mad. And
then you now wait for 4 seasons.
Four episodes.
Before you now bring Abba now. Abba.
No.
Want to She-Hulk it?
No. Even She-Hulk didn't have that.
She-Hulk fought in the episode 1.
They didn't have plenty.
Even though I enjoyed the series, but
I know the best part now, the twerking.
The twerking with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, you didn't watch twerking part?
I just enjoyed it.
Okay.
And finally, on our movie news, an animated Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe movie was pitched, but Warner Bros. Said no.
Good.
I will personally say no.
Why?
I will personally say no.
Why?
So apart from the first Mortal Kombat, and personally, I enjoyed animation. Animation.
Yes, animated Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Imagine carrying all the Mortal Kombat characters and all the DC characters, Superman, the Batman, the villain, and then pitch them in
Do you know minus this new Mortal Kombat that stars Johnny Cage, because I couldn't watch past 10 minutes of it, every other Mortal Kombat animation has been epic.
Yeah.
Look at that Scorpion.
The Scorpion's Revenge,
everything has been epic. So I feel, that would have worked. But I thought you were saying movie.
No.
Because for the movies, it was only part 1. And personally, for Annihilation, I enjoyed Annihilation. It had Sector, Cyrax. I wanted to see
it. It had fun characters, but it was terribly done. From the green screen to the acting.
It's because acts as there's this dude.
Shao Kahn?
No, was he the one that acted as Shao Kahn? But there was one dude that acted, he liked acting low budget movies. This movie acted as Zero. I can never forget that movie because the guy is a terrible actor.
Is it Christopher Lambert? I'll never forget the terrible acting that was in that Annihilation where Sindel's character said, there was something Kitana said, and then Shina said, too bad. This is how her movement. I'm not exaggerating. Too bad. You will die. What TV did you have?
Not animation.
No, movie. Mortal Kombat 1997 Annihilation. Too bad. You
will die. Guys, you can join in on the conversation. 080-999-3013. I might do jump out to go do.
Okay, so we are seeing a call. Let's take this call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my God.
Yes, so your name and where you calling from?
What's up?
too bad, you'll die. But you need to forget it. But I have to tell you, Sylvia was one of the best characters.
Wow.
In that movie.
Annihilation,
was a terrible character.
Guy, Annihilation was fun.
She displayed all her movies.
Yes.
Pride on that character. Mm-hmm. She did her hair move. She has screaming and what again?
Yes. Yes. Oh, we lost that caller.
But that's cool.
Okay, so we've seen a message from somebody we've not seen in or heard from in a very long time. And it's none other than Ify Logan.
Where are you, Ify Logan?
Where are you there? And he's saying, what's his message? He's saying, is it too early to talk about the... What?
Let me move this closer. Because
why your screen dark? Is it too early to talk about the best movies we have seen so far this year? Oh, no,
we'll jump to that
we'll
very
jump
soon.
To that. Just,
but not today.
You'll leave that. Okay, so now I wanted to talk a little bit about Ijogbon, but since none of you have seen it and nobody's saying anything about it, I'm going to leave it till next week. I'm going to say it's an average coming of age movie that I expected more from Kunle Afolayan, even though there were some parts that I really appreciated how the movie was designed, the cinematography, how the text was given, the coming of age, you know, had that Spider-Man No Way Home vibe, and even the split screen. The actors did well. They didn't have good chemistry for friends, but it was done to a tasteful fashion.
So next week we'll be talking about Ijogbon. So guys, go and watch it so that you will not come and not tell us that you guys don't talk about Nigerian movies enough. We are trying to give you the leeway, or should we say we are giving you the free hand to watch it so that it will be a holistic conversation.
Exactly.
So that you don't have to go and say we are talking down on the movie or we are talking up on the movie. I'm talking to you, Chinatu. No, well, good evening, movie analyst. Till now, I am still...
I'm still surprised that MC Bluetooth always mobbed out to watch movies from start to finish.
Wow. Please, MC Bluetooth, cut so for me. And how you do that, you say, you know that I'm a movie lover. I tried my best to watch as much as I can, but doing it like MC Bluetooth is what I will like to know.
How he does it, since he's always in the studio anytime I checked on him.
Well, Emeka from NNPC.
Is it like anime? Is he talking about anime?
No, it's not about movies. Talking about I watch movies.
We don't know.
Wow. But I have somebody checking on me personally. Duh.
Guy, check on us. We all do.
Thank you very much, Emeka from NNPC. So, guys, send in your messages 080-999-30137. That is the WhatsApp number. We are expecting your messages. And, of course, you can call in 070-0951-0000. Once calls come in, we'll definitely pick. Please stand where there's network so that we won't lose you.
Okay, so Chinatu, this will be a good opportunity for you to give us some movie recommendations that we should stay away from or that we should watch. And
well, I told you guys I was not feeling fine. Sorry I missed last week's show.
Chinatu was you almost died, but we thank God.
Nope.
Yes, you said it on your status that
it was on your status that you almost died.
That you almost died.
You almost gave up the ghost. That you were seeing shadows.
You have to bring this here.
But
this,
you were saying you were seeing shadows.
It was something spiritual. Now you're bringing my spirit.
No, now, but it was on your status now. For the world to see, we have to announce it.
Shadow was calling to me, so I didn't want to give up. So I just. Meanwhile. Amy the Visitor, don't go there.
Hear the name.
It's like a sci-fi. Don't even think about it. Deliver us. Run. Deliver yourself from that movie.
Why? Are you serious? But the ratings I've been seeing on it is like 5.5.
Yeah, maybe I mean no finisher because I start. Nah, I see what it be this.
So will you call that Deliver Us or Cobweb?
Cobweb I shall finish. Cobweb was stupid. It was useless.
Wow.
There was no need for it.
Wow.
Like.
But the end of Cobweb was actually good, child.
That's what
that whole
happen.
Killing, that whole when she mobbed everybody that came to bully the boy.
Yes.
That scene was good.
Yes,
now.
But apart from that, it just did, I beg. Just did.
So watch Deliver Us, finish it and let us know.
I'm not sure, I really.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, after Deliver Us.
Calm down now, I'm still
trying. Oh, you don't have any, you have a
long list.
Yes. And then I've been trying to think of, hey, God. There's this, is it state? No. Stratum.
Yes. I think it sounds familiar.
Yes. Hi,
Hi. People need to see your expression when you're talking about this movie. For you guys on social media, on Instagram, check out Chinua to while he's giving his reviews.
You know what I do is when I get a big movie, like if I'm ready to watch Equalizer, for example, I don't just go into, I dey calm down, I can't carry popcorn or something. See, I dey set table, I can't light, I can't off light, if possible, on small. It's just, you know, like it's time. I said I take prepare for this stratum. I strap up for stratum.
Oh, and you are stratilized.
Jesus.
Let's take this call. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hello, Gabriel.
Okay, Gabriel, calling back. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys seen the series, the Invasion?
The Invasion? The Invasion,
no. Yeah. I know about it, but I'm yet to see it.
Gabriel, help us turn down the volume of your radio so we can hear you clearly. Right.
It was that lady that did the extraction with this actor. I think she's one of the major characters in that Invasion. You should check it out.
Okay. So that's the recommendation right there. Invasion. For those who want to see that. And also, Archer is in his 14th season. It's still showing for those of you who want to check it
nice.
Out. Yeah.
Meanwhile, this one called A Really Haunted Loud House from Nickelodeon. Check it out. It's nice. Don't think that you're going to see Vin Diesel. It's Nickelodeon. It's like a, you know,
it's like a children's something.
Not children, you're going to enjoy it.
Is Nickelodeon is for children.
God.
The only show that Nickelodeon brought that is for adults is Last Airbender.
What? It was for children too. It just so happened to be very entertaining.
Until now, like, I still see the Thundermans and other.
Still see the Thundermans, and yes. You're happy to shout it.
Yes.
And let him enjoy his entertainment.
Yes.
Now. Why are you distressing like
Let's
that?
Let's take this call. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
This is your favorite horror movie box.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, two movies today. It Lives Inside.
It lives inside the Indian movie.
Yes.
Fantastic. I want to see that.
And then Dark Harvest.
Dark Harvest. Okay, yeah. Dark Harvest just came out on HD. Yes.
You guys should just watch this movie. It will be enthralled.
Thank you very much for your recommendations.
Thank you very much. And still here, we are seeing that Ryan Johnson said he has decided on the premise and setting for Knives Out 3. Is that something you would like to see? Knives Out 1, Knives Out 2, and now we're having 3. I said, it's coming along. I obviously couldn't walk during the strike. And now that it's over, I'm diving in with full force.
I don't think Knives Out has had a bad, bad outro so
I've
far.
I've loved both Knives Out movies. I still like one.
Yeah, I still prefer one compared to two, but I love the twist in two.
All right. Talking about Nigerian movies recommendations, there's one called Mary Mary with Ruth Kadri. I'm sorry, my baby girl. I like you, but that movie's trash. Complete trash. Better trash.
I bet you explain more about the movie. Let's take this call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Your name and where are you calling from?
Okay. My name is Ray.
Okay, Ray, talk to us. Okay, talk to us. We're talking movies.
I want to know something. I want to ask about this movie. Why the season 3 don't come out? This Wheel of Time.
Wheel of Time.
No, Wheel of Time is in season 2. Like, not 3. No, not 3 yet.
Two.
Yeah.
Season 2, I mean.
Yeah. It's in the second season.
Okay. Winter.
Winter, nothing yet.
No information yet as to its continuation.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just want to find the information.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
So, I said Mary Mary and Mary Mary.
Instead of Mary Mary.
The film not your answer. It no good. I'm sorry, but haba. You know what? Maybe I used that anger and I saw another Nigerian movie. A Thin Line Between You and Me, I'll be Me and You. Somehow, the film Yeye bought.
It was better than Mary Mary.
You know, this normal storyline of these two husband and wife, they don't like they are engaged. So the guy is tired of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to bring his friend that just got blind. So the wife would take care of him and somehow get exhausted and leave the relationship.
You want to use somebody's disability to for that? Oh, God.
Thank you. So the wife was not angry. And the normal Nigerian movie that I thought maybe the woman would not start falling in love with the blind friend. Guy.
but no more.
She don't like you guys.
But me, Nigerian movie, you cannot. They shall try.
Okay.
You know what's mad? I'm sorry.
Okay.
But you need to watch it. Like, the man is little. He was blind, of course. And then he had an accident. So, you know, he said the eyeball burst. And then so he was wearing his eyeglass. And I said, oh, remove your eyes. Let me see. You remove your glasses. Let me see you. He had moving glasses. He was wearing contact lens. Why did he wear contact lens? How did they make you wear contact lens?
Why did they?
Do you get it? Like, in the sea, he not had an accident that made him blind. They said it's some form of psychological something, something. Mm-hmm. You could come on time. Now, can't no be normal eyeball.
So recently, I saw a research that was done on perception of what people think blind people should look like and how they think blind
you're
people
not getting
see.
It. This is not normal eye. God forbid if you should go blind now. Yeah, now so your eye go take B now.
No.
If that glaucoma is not white,
not all. That's what I was trying to explain.
Not all, yeah.
Depending on the severity of the situation, some people who you think are blind are actually partially blind. Mm-hmm. They see pockets of light. Okay. Why there are those that do not see light at all.
Mm.
Depending on what caused the blindness, some might not even have their pupils.
Okay. Yeah.
Some might just have the whites. Some might have the pupils, but it might be discolored.
This one get pupil get students. Best way they see you before you know kiss the woman. Wow! How did you get her mouth? The worst part, even when is in bedroom.
It's not how do you locate the mouth?
You know what is in bedroom? Even when I had sex, you are not blind. You are seeing. I knew you were seeing from the very beginning. You came into destroy that marriage. In my mind, I was not imagining because, of course, Nigerian movie do not shift the camera. How so often I say knock? Let's know.
Where did they want this guy?
How?
There's a proverb that said, I will close. But and Gofi still locate mouth.
Okay. Mouth of another person. You see, I can't see you. You know the anointing? The man is supposed to be his best friend, though. How you not gonna know your best friend, wife, or be fiancé?
So you got to find who to kiss.
You can't say, even though I've not seen you, I just love you. How you never see your best friend, fiancé, wedding, and which day? Then before you know, they can't go beach. This one, they're man blind, you go beach. You know, they see what you can't go beach, they play with water. Really?
Yes, now. If you don't fear water, some people will blind, no, they fear. Please, let's read the message.
Okay, please go. We have some messages. Air Concept is saying, Twisted Metal, did you guys see the character break? I'm yet to see that Twisted Metal with Anthony Mackie in it. And scroll. And please, stay away from Pet Cemetery Bloodlines. Terrible, terrible movie. That's what Ify Logan is saying, that you have been warned. And then he said, I did watch now live from planet Earth. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, so, Ify Logan.
It's been really fun hanging out with you, talking movies, gisting. Don't forget, next week we'll be coming to talk about Ijogbon, the Netflix original from Kunle Afolayan. That is a teenage coming of age movie. And also bring you all the best in your cinematic movie world. If you have seen Merry Men, or let's hope it comes to Abuja this period. So take an opportunity to see it. Oh, I can see Lolo Star right here. Hi Lolo for joining us. And when is Perella coming out? We are still waiting.
Big G's too. I'm still waiting for what's the name of that movie again that Play Network is bringing out? Is the one
Tokumbo. Tokumbo has not finished shooting now, has it?
Tokumbo don't finish shoot since now.
They said they were still shooting. Now, that's what Chris Odey told us, now that they were still shooting. That they shot one scene for 7 days and one.
No. What they are still shooting is the one that this guy is directing, the Man in the Mirror.
Oh, okay.
That's what they are still shooting. Well, Tokumbo is done.
Like we said, we saw a cut of Tokumbo and it looked amazingly
mind-blowing. So, we are really expecting that.
We are really waiting for it.
Yeah.
Gideon Okeke,
Well, this one we saw. He's the one in the trade. I mean, that's Blossom Chukwudi.
That's Blossom on the trade.
Blossom Chukwudi Yeku to the crash. But anyway, guys, this brings us to the end of the show. We want to say a very big thank you to you for tuning in and also being a part of the show. Don't forget, follow us on every social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, so that you can watch episodes of the show for those that missed. But yeah, you can check us out everywhere. Just type Popcorn and Reels, one word. Popcorn and Reels, one word, and you'll find us everywhere. It's been fun and excitement all the way, and we do this every Sunday from 8 p.m.
Yeah,
don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Okay, so as we're leaving, we'll leave you with an amazing song, a song I liked from Avatar, The Way of Water, and we're waiting to see what James Cameron brings next after this visually mad
breathtaking spectacle.
Exactly. So this one is from The Weeknd, and it's called Nothing Is Lost. You Give Me Strength.